USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Boston has declared racism a public health emergency, opening the door to making changes in police policy in the city.
There are other steps that we have to take in housing, in education, in economic development.
Also, police reform is coming to New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed sweeping legislation into law.
The community pays for the police department that they want. So what police department do you want?
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside, of having this physical distance, of avoiding the congregation and crowds.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.